Okay. Without further ado, this is our annual reading of Braille is Beautiful. And Braille is Beautiful began about 7 or 8 years ago with the idea that it would be fun to do, to give Braille readers an opportunity to read publicly because, you know, we keep hearing from certain numbers of professionals that people can't really learn to read Braille fluently and Braille is obsolete and et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old story stuff. And so we wanted a chance to demonstrate that people can not only read Braille in a way that's serviceable and useful for taking notes in school or labeling your jars in the kitchen, but actually to read it for fun and with flair and in a style that shows real understanding and delight in reading. And so we came up with the idea of doing a dramatic reading in Braille at convention, and it has become a really popular and greatly anticipated convention event, and every year we read a different play. And so this year we are going to read a play that is based on a 19th century Russian comedy called The Inspector General by Nicholas Gogol. It is, I think, although it's very old, it was first produced in 1855, it is very timely, and particularly for those of us who live in Illinois, as you may see. And the members of the cast are going to introduce themselves, so I'll start at this table here in the front, and then the folks up at the head table will introduce themselves. So first, to my left,
Debbie Pittman playing Anna.
Good morning, this is Hai Wen Lee. I will be the hospital director.
I'm Charlene Elder. I will be playing the postmaster. I know that they're a dying breed, but I'm still playing the postmaster.
I am Alex Camino, and I will be playing the sergeant.
Okay. And up at the top table, start to the right-hand end facing the audience.
I am Bill Reif. I am playing the school director.
I am Denise Avant. I am playing the judge.
I am Pam Gillimore, and I will be speaking the part of Dobzhinsky.
Hi, I'm Pam Allen, and I will be playing the part of Bobchinsky.
Good morning, this is Anthony Thomas. I'm going to be playing the governor.
Good morning, my name is Liz Botner. I will be playing Klestikov. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Vicari, and I'm playing Mario.
Mario.
Where's the mic?
Hi, I'm Stephanie Vicari, and I'm playing Mario.
Hi, I'm Leslie Hamrick, and I'm playing O.C.
I've called you together to tell you some unpleasant news. An inspector general is coming.
What?
Inspector general?
Oh, no.
An inspector general from St. Petersburg, incognito. I've just received a letter from a friend warning us this inspector general pretends to be a private person and may have already arrived.
Why should we have an inspector?
It's fate, I suppose. He'll probably want to inspect the hospital first. You better see that the patient's nightcaps are clean.
That's easy.
It would be a good idea to have fewer patients. If there are too many, it might look like your treatment isn't working.
Oh, we don't waste money on treatments. If patients die, he'd die anyway.
And you, Your Honor. Your courtroom looks like a poultry yard. The geese go poking their beaks between people's legs.
I'll have them all taken to the kitchen.
As to any irregularities in my administration, every man has sins to answer for. That's the way that God made the world.
I tell everyone plainly that I take bribes. What's wrong with that?
Now, about school. The history teacher gets a little carried away. I heard him give a lecture, and when he got to Alexander the Great, he jumped down from the platform and smashed a chair to the floor. Alexander the Great was a hero, but that's no reason to break furniture. The state must bear the cost. Who is it? Oh, it's only the postmaster. Listen, you're sending an inspector general to us. Do you think you can open any unusual letter and read it for the good of us all?
Sure. I do it all the time. It's too bad you don't read the letters, too. There are some very fine passages in them.
If you ever chance upon a complaint, please hold it back.
I will, gladly.
That cursed incognito is on my brain. Any moment the door may open and in walk.
What an amazing thing.
Incredible.
What is it? What's going on?
We were about to enter in.
Yes, we were entering the inn.
Let me tell it.
No, let me.
You get it all mixed up.
Tell Dobchinsky not to interrupt.
For heaven's sake, what is it?
I met Dobchinsky at the stall in the market.
Oh, where they sell pies.
Let's go to the inn, he says. They've got some fresh salmon. When we got there, we saw a young man.
Very nice looking. Well dressed.
The innkeeper said, that young man claims he's an official from St. Petersburg. His name is Ivan Alexandrovich Klestakov.
Great God.
He doesn't pay his bills, and he doesn't leave. Who else can it be?
It's him.
How long has he been here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? In those 2 weeks, the prisoners weren't given any rations. The streets are dirty as the coal mine.
Better go to the inn.
No. Leave it to me. I'll just pass by, see that the guests are properly accommodated.
I've got to hurry. No time to lose.
To worry about. Just put clean nightcaps on your patients.
Ha, there's such a smell in the quarters, you've got to hold your nose.
Well, my mind's at ease. If he looks at the papers in the courtroom, he'll wish he'd left them alone. I've been on the bench 15 years, and I can't figure them out myself.
Call the police squad. Let each man take a street in his hand. I mean, a broom and a sweep the streets. Come on. Look sharp, everybody.
Anton? Husband? Oh, Maria, it's all your fault. I want a pin. I need a scarf. Now they're gone without us.
Oh, Mama. Well, everything in We'll know everything in a couple hours.
Who's this newcomer everyone is so excited about? I hate not knowing things.
I'm so hungry. There's a racket in my belly as if a regiment were blowing trumpets.
Go down and tell them to send up dinner.
No, I won't.
How dare you?
The innkeeper won't let you have anything more.
How dare he?
He'll go to the governor. He pays. It's 2 weeks since you've last paid him.
It's not my fault I had bad luck with the cards. Go down and tell him to send up dinner.
But really,
go!
Master...
What a rotten town this is. You can't get anything on credit. Maybe I should pawn my clothes. No, I'd rather starve than go home without a St. Petersburg suit. Well?
The governor is here, and he's asking about you.
Oh, my God. Suppose he claps me into jail.
It's my duty as governor to see that the visitors suffer no inconveniences.
The innkeeper gives me beef as hard as a board, and the devil knows what he puts in the soup. Why should I pay him?
I assure you, it's not my fault. Let me take you to another place.
No, thank you. I know what your other place is, the jail. You have no right. I'm in the government service at St. Petersburg.
He's so angry, he's found out about everything.
I'll go straight to the minister.
Have pity on me. I have no wife and little children. I have a wife and little children.
So, what's that got to do with me?
If I've taken bribes, they were trifles. Something for a table, maybe a coat or two.
I'll pay the innkeeper. But just now, I'm out of cash. I haven't got a kopeck.
He's raised such a cloud of dust as I can't tell what direction he's going. If you need money, I'm ready to serve you.
Well, 200 rubles will do nicely.
There, don't mention it.
Thank you. I'll return it as soon as I get home.
Thank the Lord he's taken it. I slipped him I slipped him 400 instead of 200 to be on the safe side.
I must confess, I thought you'd come to put me in prison.
He wants me to pretend he's incognito. Fine. I'll humor him. I just came to the inn to see that the guests are properly treated. I'm not like other governors who don't care.
Without your help, I would have been stuck here. I didn't know how in the world to pay my bill.
Oh, yes. Go on fibbing. I'd like to know, Your Honor, is where Your Honor is going.
To visit my father in the Saratov district. Then I'll head back to St. Petersburg.
This room seems a little damp.
It's a dirty room. And the bugs, they bite like dogs.
I have a fine room at home, light and cozy. It would be too great an honor.
I accept your invitation.
It's such a pleasure to be hospitable, especially to such a distinguished person. I speak from the fullness of my heart.
I am greatly obliged to you. I ask for nothing but esteem, devotion and esteem, esteem and devotion.
What's happening at the inn?
I have a note from Anton. Inn. Excuse me.
Who is the stranger? Is he the one my husband got a letter about?
Is it me? I have a note. Exactly. It was Bobczynski and I who first discovered him.
Tell me all about it.
At first, he received Anton Antonovich rather roughly. But when he found out the governor wasn't to blame for the service at the inn, he changed right away.
Let me see my husband's letter. I hasten to let you know, dear, to get a room ready for our distinguished guest. Order wine and tell the merchant to send the best, or I'll wreck his whole cellar. Affectionately yours, your husband, Anton.
I like the way you show strangers around town. In other towns, they don't show me a thing.
In other towns, the authorities look out for themselves. Here, we have no other thought than order and efficiency.
The lunch was excellent. Do you set such a fine table every day?
Only in honor of a guest like you. Oh, here come my wife and daughter. Let me introduce you.
I am happy to have the pleasure.
Our pleasure is greater.
Excuse me, madam. My pleasure is greater than yours.
Traveling must be very unpleasant after living in the capital.
Most unpleasant. I'm used to the fashionable world. And suddenly, I'm on the road, lodging in dirty inns with dark rooms and rude people.
How dreadful.
I'm no ordinary clerk, you know. I say what is to be done. The doorkeeper chases me on the stairs with a shoe brush. Allow me to shine your boots, Ivan Alexandrovich, he says. I no sooner show myself in a place than they say, there goes Ivan Alexandrovich. Once I was even taken for a commander-in-chief. The soldiers rushed out of the guardhouse and saluted.
Oh, how wonderful.
I've written a number of operas, by the way. The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and I can't think of all the titles right now.
Do you write for the papers, too?
Oh, yes, I'm carried in all the major papers. The Moscow Telegraph, the Oracle of St. Petersburg.
If only we got these papers out here in the backwater.
If you ever get to St. Petersburg, come and see me. I host great parties. The soup comes straight from Paris. When the lid is raised, the aroma is like nothing in the world.
Your Excellency, would you like to rest a bit? We have a room with everything you may need.
Yes, I'm ready for a nap. Your lunch was fine.
I'll show you the way.
Isn't he charming?
So sophisticated. Did you notice how he looked at me?
Do you think so?
It's true, Mama. He did. He looked at me when he talked about his operas.
Shh. He's asleep.
Oh, I hope he likes the room.
Suppose even half of what he said is true. Of course, he fibbed a little. No talk is possible without some lying. The more I think, the less I know what's going on in my mind. I'm as dizzy as if I were going to be hanged.
I didn't feel the least bit afraid. I simply saw a high-toned, cultured man of the world.
You women, everything is froth and bubbles with you.
Don't worry. We know a thing or two. Leave him to us.
You can't tell what he is or what he is or where he is. Look at the act he put on at the end. Maybe his man can tell us something. Oh, sip. Is your master asleep?
He's stretching a little.
Did they give you a good meal?
Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you.
Your master has lots of counts and princes visiting him, doesn't he?
What can I say? Seeing as they've given me such a good feed, they might do even better later. Yes, counts do visit him.
Tell me, friend, what sort of man is your master? Is he strict? Is he a bully?
Well, he insists on things being done just so.
You know, I like you very much. Here's a couple of rubles for some tea.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, Osip, what color eyes does your master like?
Stop. Let me speak. Let me, when he's traveling, what does your master like most?
What he likes most is to be received well and entertained well. And he sees to it that I'm treated well, too. After we stop at a place, he asks, "Well, Osip, how have they treated you?" "Badly, badly, Your Excellency." "Ah," he says, "Osip, he's not a good host. Remind me when we get home."
I've given you something for tea. Here's something for pie, too.
You're too kind, Your Excellency. I'll drink your health.
Come. Here, Osip.
Osip, yeah. Darling, give your master a kiss from me.
I think we ought to try.
Try what?
You know what.
Greece?
Exactly.
It's risky. He's a government official.
Tell him some money has been sent here by post, and we don't know who it's for.
Things aren't done like that in a well-ordered ordered state. We have to go to him one at a time and do what ought to be done, you know, so eyes don't see and ears don't hear. That's how things are done in a proper society.
You better go first.
No, Luka Lukovich, enlightener of youth, should go first.
I can't. I get so tongue-tied. It's as though my tongue were caught in the mud.
You've got to do it, Amos Fyodorovich. There's no one else.
What are you talking about?
Help us.
Help us.
Please, be our savior.
Be our savior.
Let go of me.
Look out.
Oh, you stepped on my foot.
You're squeezing me to death.
What a nice nap. I think I could have a I think I could have a good time here. Come in.
Oh, Lord, bring me safely out of this. I have the honor to present myself, judge of the district court.
Please be seated. Does it pay well to be a judge?
After 3 terms, I received a slight raise for merit. I have the money in my hand, and my hand is on fire.
What have you got there?
Nothing.
You dropped something.
No, not at all. He's going to arrest me.
It's money. I tell you what, lend it to me.
Of course. With the greatest of pleasure.
I've run out of cash on the road, or with one thing and another. I'll let you have it back as soon as I get home.
Please, don't mention it. I don't want to disturb you any longer. Goodbye.
The judge is a fine fellow.
I have the honor to present myself. I am Postmaster Spetkin.
I'm glad to meet you. Take a seat. Do you live here all the time?
Yes, sir. Quite so.
I like this little town. Of course, it's not very lively. It isn't the capital. Isn't that so? It isn't the capital?
Quite so.
A strange accident happened to me, and I ran out of cash on the road. Can you lend me 300 rubles?
Of course. I'm ready to serve you with all my heart.
Thank you very much. I hate to deny myself on the road, and why should I? Isn't that so?
Quite so. I won't venture to disturb you anymore. Good day.
It seems the postmaster is a fine fellow, too.
I have the honor to present myself, School Director Klepoff.
I'm glad to see you. Take a seat. Here, have a cigar.
Thank you.
Go ahead, light it. Not that, and the other one. I see you're not a cigar lover. I confess, smoking is my weakness. Smoking in the ladies. How about you? Do you like brunettes or blondes?
I don't know.
Now, don't be evasive.
I just don't know what to say.
I suppose some little brunette has cast a spell over you. Ah, you're blushing. Why don't you speak?
I'm scared, Your Honor.
You're scared? Your there isn't something awe-inspiring in my face, isn't there?
Exactly.
A strange thing happened. Losing my script. To me, on the road. I ran entirely out of cash. Can you lend me 300 rubles?
If I have the money, yes. Thank the Lord, I've got it.
Thank you very much.
I won't disturb you with my presence any longer.
Goodbye.
Honor to present myself, Superintendent of the Hospital, Zemlyanka.
Please sit down.
I had the honor of showing you through institutions under my care.
Oh yes, I remember. You gave me a great lunch.
I'm glad to do all I can in the line of duty. The postmaster, for example, does absolutely nothing. The mail is held up all the time. And the judge, ha, the man who is just now here now, all he does is hunt hares. He keeps his dogs in the courtrooms.
Really? I never would have guessed.
And take the school director. I don't know how the government entrusts such person with our children. Would you like me to write all this down?
Sure, by all means.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't venture to disturb you any longer.
Not at all. By the way, a strange accident happened to me on the road. I've run entirely out of cash. Would you have 400 rubles to lend me?
I have.
That'll come in handy. Thank you very much.
I have the honor to present myself, Squire Pyotr Bobchinsky.
I am Squire Pyotr Dobzhinsky, at your service.
Oh, yes, I've met you before. Have you got any money?
What? What?
1,000 rubles to lend me.
No, honestly, do you, Dobzhinsky?
Not with me, no.
Well, then, 100 will do.
All I have is 40.
I've got 25.
Look harder, Dobzhinsky. You have a hole in your pocket. The money must have dropped down into it somehow.
There's nothing in the hole either.
Never mind. 65 will do.
May I venture to ask you a favor?
What is it?
When you get back to St. Petersburg, please tell all the senators and the admirals that Pyotr Ivanovich Bobchinsky lives in this town. Say, Pyotr Ivanovich lives there. And if you happen to speak to the Tsar, tell him, too.
Very well. Goodbye. Osip, bring me my paper and ink.
What will you write, Master?
I'm going to write to Trapichkin, the journalist in St. Petersburg. I'll tell him all about this ridiculous town. It'll make a great story for the paper.
Here you go.
For the sake of a good story, Trapichkin wouldn't spare his own father. These officials are very nice about lending money, though. Here's 300 for the judge and 300 from the postmaster. 600, 700, 800. What a greasy bill. 800, 900, more than 1,000.
Master, we have to leave this place. It's time.
Why?
You've had 2 good days here. You don't know what may happen. The horses here are fine. We'll gallop away like a breeze.
No, I'd like to stay a little longer. Let's go tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? Let's go now. They've taken you for somebody else. But suppose they find out the truth.
Oh, all right. First, take this letter to the post office. Trapichkin will die laughing. Then, order us a coach and horses, the fastest they have.
Are you busy? I don't wish to disturb you.
Disturb me? How?
You've been tending to important matters.
You are the most important matter I know.
You speak so elegantly.
What a beautiful scarf you're wearing. I wish I were your scarf so I could embrace your lovely neck.
Would you be so kind as to write some verses in my book for a souvenir?
I'd rather offer you my love.
Love? What do I know of love?
How happy I'd be if I could clasp you in my arms.
Don't say such things. What are you doing on your knees? Here comes Mother.
What's going on in here? Get up, please. This floor isn't very clean.
No, I must be on my knees. Anna Andreevna, don't oppose our happiness. Give your blessing to our love.
Daughter, daughter, what will your father say? He's coming right now. Ivan Alexandrov is bestowing a great honor upon us.
Please don't be angry.
He's asking for our daughter's hand.
I appreciate it. Please don't be angry with her, Your Excellency. My wife has lost her wits. Her mother was like that, too.
If you won't give me your daughter's hand, I don't know what I'll do.
I can't believe it.
Well, he told you over and over.
Give her to me. Give her to me. I'm a desperate man. If I shoot myself, you have a lawsuit on your hands.
My head is in such a state, I don't know what's happening. I've turned into a worse fool than I've ever been.
Give your blessing.
May God bless you both. Actually, to have you for a son-in-law.
Master, the horses are here.
I'll be right there.
Are you leaving? What about the wedding?
I'm off to see my uncle, a rich old man. I'll be back tomorrow.
We wouldn't venture to hold you back. We hope for your safe return.
Of course, of course. I'll come right back. Goodbye, my dear. Goodbye, my heart.
Don't you need something for the road?
Well, yes, if you like. Another 400 will be a help.
Of course.
Goodbye, Anton Antonovich. Goodbye, Anna Andreevna. Goodbye, Maria, my sweetheart. I've never known such hospitality.
Ready, sir?
Take a rug from for your seat. You'll be more comfortable.
Goodbye, Ivan.
Goodbye, my love.
Well, Anna Andreevna, did you ever imagine such a thing, to marry into the family of such a big gun?
We'll live in St. Petersburg, of course. How could we stay here?
I can rise to a high rank there. Now he being hand in glove with all the ministers, I can become a general.
I should say so.
Come in. You must hear our news. Our daughter, Maria, is to be married.
And who is the happy bridegroom?
None other than our honored guest, Ivan Alexandrovich Klestakov of St. Petersburg.
Congratulations!
I'm glad from the bottom of my heart.
Allow me the honor.
To congratulate you.
On this happy event.
How did it come about?
He proposed in the most respectful way. He spoke beautifully. He said, Anna Andreevna, believe me, I have the greatest respect for your work.
Oh, Mama, he said that to me, not to you.
Yes, of course. To you, too. I don't deny it.
He even frightened us. I'll shoot myself. I'll shoot myself, he said.
How remarkable.
Was the governor's service to the town that brought this good fortune?
But where is the gentleman now? I heard he went away for some reason.
He's gone off for a day on important business.
to his wealthy uncle to ask his blessing.
I admit, I very much hope to be a general.
High merits, high honors.
It's only what he deserves.
A generalship suits him like a saddle suits a cow.
Don't forget us, Anton Antonovich.
And if anything happens, if we run into some difficulty, don't refuse us your protection.
I'm ready to exert my efforts in your behalf.
Oh, Anton, you won't have time to think of such things.
Why not?
Don't burden yourself with promises.
Why not, my dear? It's possible occasionally.
But you can't protect every small potato.
Listen to how she talks about us.
She's always been that way. I know her.
A most astonishing thing. The official whom we took to be an inspector general is not an inspector general.
What? Not an inspector general? What are you saying?
I found it out from his letter.
What are you talking about? What letter?
His own letter. They bring a letter to the post office. I glance at the address. I see St. Petersburg on the envelope, and I open it. I said to myself, I suppose he found something wrong in the post office department, and he's informing the government.
How could you?
I was overcome by the greatest curiosity I've ever felt in my life. When I cracked the sealing wax, I felt as if I were on fire. When I opened the letter, my hands trembled, and everything whirled around me.
How dare you open a letter from such a powerful official?
But that's just the point. He's not powerful, and he's not an official.
Then what is he?
Who knows what he is?
I'll put you under arrest.
You don't have the power.
He's going to marry my daughter. I'll have the power to send people to Siberia.
Siberia? Not a chance. Let me read you the letter.
Yes, please.
Read it.
I hasten to inform you, my dear friend, what wonderful things have happened to me. On the way here, an infantry captain get me out of my last kopeck so that the innkeeper here wanted to send me to jail. Then, suddenly, thanks to my St. Petersburg appearance, the whole town took me for an inspector general. Now I'm staying at the governor's home. I'm having a grand time, and I'm flirting with his daughter. They lend me all the money I want. You'd split your sides laughing at these people. I know you write for the papers. Put them in your column. The governor is as stupid as an old horse.
Impossible. That can't be in the letter.
Read it yourself.
As an old horse. You put that in yourself.
Go on reading.
The governor is as stupid as an old horse.
No need to read that part again.
By an old horse, the postman.
Go on, read it, the rest of it.
What for?
Once we've begun, we better hear it all.
Here, I'll read it. The postmaster is just like that bumbling porter in your office and drinks just as hard. The superintendent of the, Who's who? What?
Why did you stop?
The handwriting. It's not clear.
I can manage.
We can skip this part after that. It's legible.
No, read it all.
Give her the Give it to her.
Oh, all right. Read from here on.
Nonsense. Read it all. The superintendent of the hospital is like a regular pig in a cap.
What does that even mean? Have you ever seen a pig wear a cap?
The school director reeks of onion.
Upon my word, I never put an onion in my mouth.
Thank God there's nothing about me in it.
The judge.
I think this letter is much too long. Why should we read such trash?
The judge is a cheat and a fool. However, the people are hospitable and kind-hearted. Farewell, my friend. I look forward to the story you write with all this material.
I'm done for. Completely done for. Catch him! Catch him!
How? We gave him the best coach in three.
Confounded! He borrowed 300 rubles from me.
He borrowed 300 from me, too.
And 65 from me and Dubchinsky.
How could we have been so off our guard?
How could I have let this happen? For 30 years, I've outswindled every swindler that's ever come to town.
But he's engaged to our daughter.
Look at me, world. See what a fool he's made of me? Now his coach bells are jingling all along the road. He's publishing the story to the whole world. Some ink splasher will put us into a comedy and everybody will grin and clap. In what way did that nincompoop resemble an inspector general? He didn't look like an inspector general in one finger. And all of a sudden, everybody was going around saying, "Inspector General! Inspector General!" Who was the first one to say it? Tell me!
These two here. These noble pair.
Not me.
I didn't say a thing.
Of course you did.
You came running from the inn like madmen. He's here. He's here. He doesn't pay.
You run around bothering everybody, spreading gossip.
Simpletons.
It wasn't me, it was him.
No, you said it first.
You were the one, it was you.
Governor, someone has come to see you.
Me? To see me?
An official from St. Petersburg. He wants to see you all at once. He's staying at the inn.
Inspector General!
Tumbala, 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 like a tumbala, tumbala, tumbala.